This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Ristall. The down-to-the-wire negotiations, the political wrangling, the shouting pundits on cable TV. This fiscal cliff stuff is a heck of a way to ring in the new year. As we heard earlier from Stephen Beard, Britain is not too rattled about our fiscal squabblings. Anybody else paying attention?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up, Europe?
Time now for What's Up Europe, and today we check in with our friends in Greece and Spain. We rang up Yanni Palaiologos and Miguel Ancho Morado. They both write about the European economy. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Now, you know, a lot of Americans have been glued to the fiscal cliff negotiations in Washington. Are Europeans paying attention to this debate, Yanni? What about in Greece?
I have to say that in Greece, I mean, maybe they've heard about this, the concept of the fiscal cliff. Probably very few people can tell you what it is, even people who pay attention to the news.
Huh. Miguel, what about in Spain? Do people in Spain feel that the outcome of this fiscal cliff debate in the United States will affect them somehow, or are they just do they just not care?
No, they do care, and not just because of the concern about the effect that the fiscal cliff may have in the Spanish economy. But apart from that, there was also a lot of interest of the politics of it, of the inner workings of the American system, which is so different from our multi-party system, in which you don't have this grand bargaining or bipartisanship. These things have been explained in detail, not least because people were a little bit baffled by the whole thing, and it's been really it's been spoken in detail in Spain in the media, and it's been a sort of a cliffhanger, if I may say, in a way that I don't know. Washington D.C. seems to have also a gift for drama.
Yanni, the Greek economy is in such tough shape, and obviously you've been dealing with a very punishing austerity program there. Any advice for Congress that Greeks might give, based on the Greek experience?
Well, I mean, we have been going through successive fiscal cliffs for 3 years now, and we're entering our sixth year of recession. And as everybody knows who's not crazy, if you cut spending and raise taxes at a time when the economy is sluggish, it's going to become a lot more sluggish and probably going to go back into recession. So it would probably be a good idea for them to come together and find some kind of a solution which will prevent the automatic cuts and the tax rises.
Miguel, any thoughts from Spain?
Well, the same. I agree with Yanni. We also had recent tax hikes in Spain and these cutbacks of public spending. And, of course, the effect in the economy is incredible. You really see how businesses struggle. And we still have more trouble ahead in the year that begins now. So if you can, of course, you should avoid falling into this fiscal cliff.
Yanni, what about Greece in the coming year? Where do you see things going for the Greek economy in 2013?
Well, it's going to be probably the toughest year of them all. I mean, like in Spain, our official unemployment rate is already above 25%.
Yanni, say that again. It's above 25%, right?
It's above 25%. Yes, I know it's shocking, so I should say it again. The only hope, and there's been some optimism in the last few weeks of this year, is that this catastrophic discussion about us staying in the euro or leaving the euro is going to stop. So maybe some investment will come in and some jobs will begin to be created and the long slide will begin to be reversed. But it's going to be a very tough year, definitely.
Miguel, what about for Spain? Any hopeful signs for 2013 for the Spanish economy?
Well, not so far. The only hopeful sign is that still we haven't asked for the full bailout for our economy. If we can avoid this full bailout and we can weather the storm this year, and this is a very big if, we will be okay. But that would be not this year, but next year. So there's a long, long way ahead.
Okay. And help me out here. How do you say Happy New Year in both your languages?
Okay, in Spanish is Feliz Año Nuevo.
Yeah. Actually, I did know that. But I couldn't begin to tell you how to say it in Greek. So, Yanni?
It's Καλή Χρονιά.
Okay, I will not repeat that. I'll say Happy New Year to you. Yanni Palaiologos in Greece, Miguel Ancho Morado in Spain. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Thank you.